Alright. Oh, I know what's happened here. This is one of these miserable beasts. Alright, so let's start here. Alright, so the Runge-kata method, which is normally used, is the so-called fourth order rule, which has an error which is not even, which is much better than h squared, so order h to the fourth. And it's basically, it's not terribly easy to understand it in detail. The basic strategy is, you can think of as just sort of correcting the previous method in a simple fashion. Now, we haven't actually done numerical integration yet, but we will find out that Simpson's rule is a particularly good way of doing simple numerical integration as opposed to the so-called trapezoidal rule, which is what we were effectively using there, because if you there is a trivial relationship between numerical differentiation and numerical integration, because when we solve a differential equation, we're just integrating the derivative from the beginning point to the end point. So numerical integration is methods that are closely related to numerical integration methods. So this is formally the fourth order Runge-kata method. You start off with x0. This is the tangent at x0. This thing here, delta 2, is the estimate of the midpoint, the tangent at the midpoint, using this estimate delta 1. Delta 3 is the estimate of the tangent of the midpoint using delta 2 as the estimate of the derivative. Delta 4 is then an estimate of the value at t at the final point t1 using delta 3, and then you could view this final estimate, which is h over 6 into delta 1 plus 2 delta 2 plus 2 delta 3 plus delta 4, as some suitable average of all these various estimates. And you can either view it as a miracle or something, but this particular average is ingeniously designed so that all the various errors, which could be in principle of order h squared and h cubed, exactly cancel, and the only error left is of order of h to the, well, in this, of order h to the fifth, so that when we do the local errors of order h to the fifth, so the global error is of order h to the fourth. And it's not terribly difficult to prove that, it's just, again, Taylor expansion. If you just Taylor expand all these errors, keeping everything up to the right order, you will find that rigorously the everything cancels. And if you ever do that, you should always do it about the midpoint, because then the symmetry makes most of the terms cancel out.